Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Big stuff happening this morning with the gag order. Best analysis, and watching it myself, that I could see is, how is it that Trump cannot talk about Cohen and yet Cohen can be all over the place? Stormy Daniels has a documentary that she's making around all this.
Ooh, a documentary.
Yeah. Why would Trump not be able to call that out? You know, I understand in something like this with the average juror or something like that, you know, you don't want that sort of attention that comes out of this. But these other players, this is just unfair. 30-day punishment possible. When these judges say contempt order, usually they just throw it around. In the one situation I had, the guy told me, I think you were almost going to be held in contempt. And what are you going to do about it? Sue him? Come back to that? You still have to go off to a place you'd rather not go off to. And Trump is facing 30 days with that. All right. In addition to that, Chris Tremaglia, great guy that we helped launch. You've heard him on the station before, writes for the Washington Examiner. He has a lot more on the situation over in North Penn with the student who, based upon news reports, clearly could have been charged with attempted murder for what happened there versus aggravated assault. I'll tell you a couple of those, but Dan has gotten the head of the protest today. Parents protested in front of the school board meeting. And they may be meeting with the superintendent on this. The superintendent and others have to come clean on this. And is it that they're, you know, and this is stuff that I've dealt with. My master's is in special ed. Is it that it's the transgender issue here? And I'll tell you why the Washington Examiner reporting that there is a transgender issue. Is it the transgender issue slash somehow or another connected with special needs or both? The police and others just sort of come forward when asked the question, is this a male or a female? We're not going to tell you. All right, when you won't tell us, then we know what that means. So we'll talk to the head of the protest of the parents this morning. I didn't see how many were out there over at North Penn. And again, I think they're meeting as we speak or something with the superintendent. And we'll try to give you more information. Chris Tremaglia, who also will be on the show today at 1 o'clock, he recounts what we played you of the, I think, a 12-year-old girl seeing all the blood, seeing the attack, saying they told the counselors about it in advance. Law enforcement officials and school administrators identified the victim as a girl, but refused to specify whether the attacker was male or female. The assailant was later identified as a transgendered student by parents and other adults. Additionally, a photo, allegedly, he says, surfaced from previous yearbooks showing the student as a boy before transitioning to a girl. The attacker was charged as a juvenile. The new thing here, though, that Chris Termaglia reports at the Washington Examiner, transgendered student accused of beating preteen student attacked sheriff deputies at the hearing. When a judge ordered that the juvenile be detained at the youth center, Upper Gwinnett Police Chief David Duffy told Chris in a response to his email inquiry on Monday night, upon hearing this, the juvenile grabbed a nearby water jug, swung it at sheriff deputies, and resisted being handcuffed. Now you can say it's only a water jug. I get all that. But this is indicative of a pattern. Here is a little bit from the report this morning of the parents at the protest. And again, the head of the parental group today, the lead, will be with us at 2 o'clock. Here's how it sounded.
Jim, this protest started not too long ago. We're told just yesterday students were read in solidarity with the student injured. Today, parents say it's their turn, and they are standing together in solidarity with that student as well. You can take a look behind me. We are outside of the North Penn School District headquarters building where parents have gathered around this corner. They have signs that say our children deserve better. They say they are hoping to get more transparency about what happened and what happened next. Now, here's a little background. We know Superintendent Todd Bauer said a seventh grader was attacked during lunch last Wednesday at Pembroke Middle School student. According to other students, that student was hit with a Stanley Cup. The injured student was taken to the hospital and is currently recovering at home. Meanwhile, officials say the 13-year-old reportedly responsible is facing aggravated assault and other charges. The incident startled parents who say their children called them in tears the day it happened. We spoke with one of the parents leading today's efforts. She says this is about safety and getting as much information as possible from the district.
Me and two other mothers, we met at the board meeting. I had never met them before. We wanted to just take action somehow. We knew that we couldn't sit quiet. This needed attention. We couldn't trust them to just do the investigation and just carry it out the right way. So we came together and we said we're going to do a protest.
All right, so Dan, during that, and I was thinking, I'm waiting for the line here. Is anybody going to ask about the transgender part of this, which seems to be evidently pretty clear? All right, we get the assault. We get the Stanley. We know more about the Stanley Cup, those stupid Stanley Cups. Call it the Stanley Cup. They're very popular, Stanley Cup.
Lemonade Target, yeah.
Then we do about the nexus with the transgender part here. Okay, one other thing, and I'm going to be very, very careful about this because it does rile me up. This is a representative, Carl. Jerry Carl, representative from Alabama, Republican. Apparently a cohort of Mike Johnson. He gave an interview about this, what he sees as attacks on Mike Johnson. He said, I'll tell you something, Mike Johnson may not be perfect. I think the only person in recorded history was Jesus Christ, and they crucified him for it. But Mike Johnson is far from perfect. He's a good man. He's a good-hearted man. He truly cares about and is passionate about this country. He's smart enough to understand he can't win them all, but he's smart enough to know you have to keep the ball moving forward. History will tell on the Ukraine vote, which this guy also voted for. Here's the part that bothered me, though. He said that, but if people continue to turn on Mike Johnson, meaning elected officials, you're going to see the Christian community come after him. You know what, buddy? That's it. That's a line now. So if you self-identify as Christian, how do you feel? And if you don't, how do you feel? Ordinarily, I'm defensive, and when I put this up about Johnson over the weekend, about, I'm sure, you know, he prayed, his heart is in the right, all that stuff, but I'm kind of tired of hearing that we can't be critical of this. So Christians are going to come after people, says Representative Carl. Evangelicals, Christians, if they keep on pushing back on Mike Johnson. I think Johnson's got a hell of a lot to account for. I thought that yesterday. I thought that Sunday. I thought it Saturday. I thought it all the way back last week. But even more, this threat by this guy that the Christian base, they're just going to be with Johnson because he's a devout Christian. Well, I have no doubts that he is. But we analyze things here based upon what's the right course of action for the country. And just because this guy's a Christian and Johnson's a Christian, I don't necessarily agree that that's the right course of action for the country. Based on what? Because they say so, so we can't be critical of Johnson? Now, I have not heard of this guy before, but it's a fairly long interview. And in it, he goes off on this notion of Christians are going to come after you if you don't let up on Mike Johnson. President Trump says today that Johnson's a good man, doesn't say anything about the issue, and says we have a big election coming up. So I take the hint. I'm in agreement with President Trump there. We're not talking about getting rid of Johnson now. That would be a debacle, bleeding into the election in various ways. But as far as being brushed, this is like a brushback pitch. You don't want these Christians coming after you. Whatever Mike Johnson does, that's okay. I don't think so. I don't think that's the way we ought to go. All right, 855-839-1210, AT&T, and Verizon Wireless, all you have to do is just push pound 1210. I'll give you the side question here in a moment. Bill O'Reilly coming up. A lot of things to talk with him about. He is in New York, of course. The Columbia story, people putting up on Twitter, and I have a great, I'll read you coming up, a great post by Mike Rowe about people going to colleges like this, their entitlement, their arrogance, versus maybe it's better you not want to send your kid to these, quote, prestigious colleges. Now, I've said many times, you know, when I went DJ or Luke go to Harvard, no, not really. I mean, it's a ridiculous thing, still has cachet, still helps you in certain professions. But on Twitter, somebody that likes SEC football says, I don't see any team that's ever won an SEC championship having protesters that are identifying with Hamas. Think about that. I don't think you're going to see that either. A mass of protesters in Georgia or Alabama.
Clemson
that Clemson, are engaged in this.
Is Clemson SEC? I don't even know.
And I think they're ACC, think they're but I'm not sure if they.
I think the only team down south that's not SEC. Look
at yeah, that. Right. But you're not going to see it there. Why is that? Why is it these schools? Now, true, I'm kind of surprised that my alma mater was, they had people there signing on October 7th, those creeps. They were signing off on this letter saying, how dare you push back against the victory of Hamas. Remember that whole thing? The weightlifting club was in their corner. So it is all over the place, except in certain areas like the South. Columbia, it's reached a point where people say, well, is this going to calm down? It's not going to calm down. They've been doing this for months. This is what they want. They want to get their way. They're calling off graduations now because they're afraid they'll disrupt graduations. I don't doubt they will. It's their, you got to understand this. It's their fun. It's the juice. They see themselves rather than as punk entitled kids going to a $95,000 a year school, as soldiers in a war to prevent the evil America and evil Israel from having their way. They're not going to give up on this. It's fun for them to do this. It's their being. And if you ever notice, everybody's given a title. The head of communications. This, that, and the other. They all have titles running around with it. So they're not going to stop this. What would make them stop this? I'll play you coming up, too. Did Joe Biden just do a Charlottesville yesterday? Talking about there are good people on both sides. Where are the good people on the Hamas side? We'll play you what he said coming up and see what you think. All right, here is the side question today. Today, sad for Dan. He doesn't get this. We go through this many times. We're going through yesterday. All right, what's out there? Be a good side question for today, Tuesday, April 23rd. It's the anniversary of the death. And Dan, he might have been born on the same day he died. I read that in one place.
Yeah, he actually was. He was, yeah.
That tells you even more greatness.
Born today and died 52 years later.
The great William Shakespeare, Billy Shakespeare, the greatest writer in the history and ever will be. I don't see how you can top him. I'm sure Dan thinks there's a better person that can write puns out there than Shakespeare. passed away on this day. So Dan says, yeah, these people like you, you really don't like Shakespeare. You have to pretend that you like Shakespeare.
Yeah, it's virtue signaling.
Virtue signaling. Yeah. You value Shakespeare. So hit us with somebody or something that people only pretend to like. I'll save my obvious answer, but I thought I had another one that might be a bit creative. Maybe because I don't. If Rose said we're going to a reveal party, I would say, no, I'm not. No, I'm not. I have a scheduled a lobotomy that day.
Well, you got to, come on. You got to, if it's someone in the family, though, you got to go and play along, don't you?
No.
And nobody likes those things. It's a great answer because nobody likes those things, but all the men in the family have to go play along and watch the little firework and see if it's going to be pink or blue. And
why in the world would you do that?
Because it's 2024. Cares? It's a new tradition. I don't know.
I know. It's
terrible.
I am trying to strike a blow against it. So is Taylor Swift, and I'm working on that.
Yeah.
All right. So I'm going to take caviar off, too. That's my
that's a good one.
Yeah. But reveal parties.
Yeah, no, I think reveal parties are good. And William Shakespeare is one of those guys, I really think people don't actually like him, and they just say they like him. You hear behind us Bruce Springsteen, and you would think that would be my answer today. But I think people do actually like Bruce Springsteen. It's a little overboard sometimes. So I don't know if it really fits, you know, the whole virtue signaling, but acting like they like it. But I think there's a lot out there, Dom, so I'm curious to hear what the fans have to say, or the listeners have to say.
All right, so it could be a person... It could be a thing, could be any of those things that people go, yeah, somebody establishment, you have to like it. All right, 855-839-1210. You get on board. AT&T and Verizon Wireless, all you have to do is just push pound 1210. I'm not sure if the judge will tell us today if President Trump violated the gag order and what the penalty should be, but it is clearly... Given the circumstances, there was a lot of argument about if you repost something. And Trump did a cardinal sin. He reposted, and I'll play it for you, the stylings of Matt Damon. Oh, my God. Why repost that guy about greatness or something? See, that's a sin. I'd put him in there for an hour listening to Taylor Swift because of that. All right. So, well, let's play that, Dan. Here's what Trump reposted that was an example. And he was told, don't do this. It's Matt Damon talking about Jordan. It's about Michael Jordan or somebody creating Jordan sneakers. And Trump, the Trump people used it in a campaign ad.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Trump reposted it this, saying he's being persecuted. Here's how the ad sounded.
Everyone will be forgotten as soon as our time here is up. except for you. You're going to be remembered forever because some things are eternal. And your story is going to make us fight and never give up.
All right, so yeah, punish him for using Matt Damon. I think that deserves at least a slap on the wrist.
Good answer for the side question. Nobody actually likes Matt Damon, but for some reason, people act like they do.
Well, Affleck, Damon, that whole group of people. Yeah, exactly.
I realize I never gave mine, Dom, but I do have a couple. So a piece of clothing given by the wife is a... So if you get a gift from the wife that's a piece of clothing, you kind of act like you like it, even if you might not.
Okay.
And how about you're given a dinner, you go over to a guest's house, and they roll out a nice spread, but it's really just not that good. You kind of act like you like that, right?
Oh, yeah, absolutely, for that one. All right. I thought these, yeah, of course you do. Oh, I love that, doing what you're doing with that wine here.
Or how about here at work? You know, I'm drinking out of a wine glass. I have to act like I like drinking out of a wine glass because we don't have any real glasses.
Oh, there you go. Yeah. We're going classy here. All right, 855-839-1210, AT&T, and Verizon Wireless. All you have to do is just push #1210. We'll get you on board. You know, I'm sure on Twitter you can hit us. You realize you're not like Dan. William Shakespeare is the greatest author in history. There is no doubt. His insight, his puns, just all the quotes. It's not that we were brainwashed. He really is. He is superior. Who's better than Shakespeare?
There's a difference between, okay, we can respect Shakespeare, there's no doubt, and the things that have led to it. But in 2024, again, nobody's reading Shakespeare. Nobody's an actual fan of, like, hey, I'm gonna go past watching Breaking Bad and The Sopranos to go read some Shakespeare in the corner. I don't think people are doing that anymore.
Obviously, people don't read plays. They're not meant to be read, per se, because there's a lot of directions and all. They're meant to be acted.
What, do you have your kids acted out for you?
Yeah, like, I mean, you have to, you know, use your mind that way. It's not like reading a novel or a nonfiction book.
I see a great one. YouTube.com/@1210WPHT. Dom, this could be the winner if someone were to call in. How about newborn baby pictures?
Oh, true. Oh. Yes. Everybody's got to say how cute the baby is. It's like, you know, it's pretty hard to tell and randomly a lot of times you have to see the baby. I mean, it's a Seinfeld. They did 3 or 4 shows around that. 855-839-1210. That's how you'll get on board. Hit us next. Bill O'Reilly at 1230. The leader of the demonstration this morning with the North Penn parents is here. At 2, they may have met with the superintendent. They just got to come forward and give the background of the person engaged in this. And I think people will then be asking questions, but at least we know that. All straight ahead, Talk Radio 1210. Dom Giordano Show. Dan, I had somebody call in. They hung up, thank God. They were going to offer a Waihi as something people only pretend. Oh, I don't think that's true.
No?
No.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't.
Well, he might have had a bad experience in Hawaii. Maybe trying to warn others of.
Yeah, it's
not
it's high priced and all, and it takes where we are forever to get there. I would agree with that.
Yeah.
But nah, I just can't. I can't see it.
I think I see the angle of, like, hey, I went to Hawaii, and then other people are like, oh, that's great. Maybe he's, like, thinking, oh, it's not that great, and that's why people only act to like it when they're told that someone went to Hawaii, possibly.
I just don't think that's
Marcus
true.
Marcus Aurelius on Twitter just wrote The Wire.
Oh, well, that's...
Are we virtue signaling about crime and criminal justice if we say that we like The Wire, Dom?
That is sacrilegious.
Yeah,
now you have people
show.
Just being contrarians.
Right.
You know, to get clicks or do something. They're nuts. Yeah, they're cranky here.
Maybe I'm a crank, but I'll say one. How about 2001 A Space Odyssey? It's boring as all.
Yeah.
People just say it because they want to say like they're, I'm highfalutin, I'm a cinema kind of person. Like,
yeah, I would agree with you on
movie.
That one. I would agree. Bruce Springsteen, no doubt. People shouldn't say that. Alrighty, 855-839-1210. That's how you get on board. Wow, this is day 6 of the New York trial with Trump. By the way, they're going all out to cater to the alternates and the jurors, and I understand a bit. One guy had a dental appointment yesterday, though. They were going to excuse a bit early, but they excused an hour and a half earlier so the guy can make the dental appointment. But Trump can't go and be in the Supreme Court for the immunity challenge on Thursday.
A dental appointment?
A dental appointment. And Trump may not be able to go to Barron's high school graduate. Now, if the judge does that, that is going to be ridiculous. This judge.
Well, you're telling me they couldn't reschedule a dental appointment?
Well, right. They're catering to them because for some reason they only chose six alternate jurors. You know, and there's going to be pressure here, particularly when they get close to the verdict. You can't possibly start the trial all over again because they don't have enough jurors.
But still, it's a dental appointment. Like, what's a mandatory dental appointment that can't be pushed back a couple? Are they scared that he can't reschedule? We got a doctor. We got Dr. Benz.
Well, I'm seeing Dr. Benz today. We're cutting a video. I'll ask him that question.
Guy needs a dentist. We know
him. Yes. I mean, I had Dr. Benz all revved up. We were going to tag him in when Sherelle Parker had that issue so she could make her speech. He would have been over there with his portable dental lab within 5 minutes. Yeah, you'll be able to see that. I guess it'll be up tomorrow. I don't know. These video guys are cranky how long it takes them to turn it around. I know my questions bang. Dr. Benz has his aunt. We'll be ready to go. I'm hoping for chocolate chip cookies he can be eating because he has them in his office, which I commended Dennis for having chocolate chip cookies.
Okay, there. I was going to say, you can't really do a video about clean teeth when you got chocolate all over them.
Well, clean them afterward. It pleases the patient. All right, let's start with the callers. Bill O'Reilly in the on-deck circle. Let's go to Todd in Germantown. Hello, Todd. Welcome in. Yo, Todd. All right, Todd had a mail-in balloting issue.
Mailed in his call.
By the way, today we have the election. I assume that the polling was light where you were. But if you saw anything, have a story and all, it's kind of spring training. And tomorrow, I think we should get Linda Kearns on to kind of break down how did mail-in balloting, how did the polling, poll watchers out there, this is kind of spring training to see where this is going. I told you yesterday, and I have it, the numbers that Republicans won registrations in all 67 counties, meaning they went up. It's the first time that that's happened. That's a really good sign. There are other good signs out there, but you got to realize Pennsylvania is going to be the dogfight of dogfights. You know me, I still don't trust Michigan. I know because of the war in Gaza, Michigan is in doubt for Biden. I just don't trust it in the end. Any place it could elect Whitmer, I don't trust. So I still think the win's going to come in Pennsylvania just the way I want it. That's my Hollywood scenario. Josh Shapiro fails. We succeed. I mean, it just has taken out all kinds of things there that Pennsylvania determines the election. All righty, 855-839-1210 at 2 o'clock, too. We're going to talk with the leader of today's protest over there in the William Penn School, in the Penn School, North Penn School District. They're asking for more transparency, more information. We're going to see if they got it or not. And when police are asked, is the suspect a male or a female, and they don't answer, well, what does that tell you? It tells you we have a transgender issue here. That's what it tells me. And allegedly, according to a police report, Washington Examiner saying the student in question, when upset over being kept in juvie, started to lash out at police officers, deputies, with a water jug. So this case, you just can't write this, that they think they're going to continue to stonewall in this. All right, Bill O'Reilly next. O'Reilly has a bet, I believe, with Rosie O'Donnell that Trump will outlast all these court cases. We'll see how he's feeling about it. It's only $10,000 for these two.
I will take a $10,000 bet right now with you, Rosie, to your favorite charity or mine, that Donald Trump will not be convicted of insurrection because he's not charged with it.
Man, that is so cheap, Bill.
Only $10,000. Got to get O'Reilly pumped up here. Maybe $10 million. Bill O'Reilly in the On Deck Circle. The new book, Confronting the President's No-Spin Assessments from Washington to Biden. I just can't picture that in American history. Going from Washington, I still think the greatest president by a hair over Lincoln, to Biden. Bill O'Reilly joins us here on Talk Radio 1210. This is going to be a fascinating new book out September 10th.
Yeah, you should get it in advance, Giordano, probably in mid-June.
Okay.
And
What if I don't like the book, though? What if it's terrible?
Well, then you have to be honest to your audience and tell me it's a piece of garbage. I'm mad enough to take it.
Oh, no way. Oh, my God.
As you know, it isn't going to be that. The research in this book is, I think, unprecedented. Most of these pinheads who write books about the presidency, you can't read them. It's impossible. It's 800 pages of dullness. Here, we keep it really lively. Each president is profiled, but it's in a very contained way, whether they hurt or helped their country.
Ah.
That's it.
Can you ask
and then
you
we have, zero in.
How many out of the presidents, Bill, if you can tell us, hurt the country? And I like doing that. Make a decision. Hurt or helped. How many hurt?
About 40%. About 40% hurt the country. James Buchanan hurt the country the most, the president before Lincoln, and Biden hurt the country the second most. And he's only been in office for 3.5 years. And we explain why, not in an opinion way, but with facts. Facts that you don't know, that nobody knows, because that's what we do, and that's why I'm the most successful nonfiction author of all time, because we dig this stuff up and everybody goes, what? And then, yeah. So anyway, the opening book of the line is George Washington is mad at his mother. George Washington and his mother did not have a good relationship. He didn't even show up to her funeral.
Wow.
And then we explain it, but that's the kind of book it is.
Biden second most. All right, he's still got, well, we don't know if he has time or not to knock off Buchanan.
No, he'll never beat Buchanan. Buchanan just totally threw the country into the Civil War because he was a coward. You know, there have been a few presidents who have been cowards, but you just cannot have, at that time in history when the South was rebelling and using violence against the federal government, a guy like Buchanan who just looked away, and that's what happened.
All right, we know about the books and all this. Now, we don't know about the wisdom of your bet, if there is one, with Rosie O'Donnell, only for $10,000, Bill. It was Cuomo did a good job of bringing it out with the two of you. So what's the bet, at least in theory, that you have around Trump and these indictments?
Well, the case that we were talking about was the conspiracy to deny the election, where Jack Smith is bringing that action in Washington, D.C., and on Thursday, the Supreme Court is going to hear a challenge to the whole case, with the Trump people saying, look, he was president. He has an obligation to carry out his duties as he sees fit. So if he wants to tell a nation that he believes the election in 2020 was a fraud, he is perfectly entitled to do that, and you cannot prosecute him for it. Rosie O'Donnell, with all due respect, there's no blanking clue, all right? She got on and started ranting and raving how he wanted it, how he set up the riot on January 6th, and there's no evidence to back that up at all. Maybe there will be, but that was the $10,000 bet. He's not going to be convicted of wanting a riot at January 6th. Now, Cuomo stepped in to save her by saying, well, he's not even charged with that, which Miss O'Donnell didn't even know. So there was a little sleight of hand by your humble correspondent O'Reilly, because I, you know, quickly ascertained that Rosie had no idea what this case was all about. And I wanted the $10,000 to give to Big Brothers and Big Sisters of Long Island. So anyway, I'm not going to force her to pay up, but, you know, that was a pretty amusing thing.
It was a good moment. What are you saying about what's going on at Columbia? It's not really newsworthy. Is the intensity of it, how far this is going, the weakness of it? I'm asking you, Bill, is there anything new here? It's leading the news in a lot of ways. To me, it's more of the same. But do you see anything different here?
It's different in the sense that it's not an organic protest like Vietnam was. See, in Vietnam, there were absolute grievances about how that war was conducted, and getting back to confronting the presidents, we lay that right on the lap of Lyndon Johnson. Oh, what a colossal blunder that was. And he knew it, and he didn't care. And so people were rightfully indignant and outraged about the Vietnam War. This one is totally contrived by the far left. George Soros people, they have a database of sympathizers on college campuses, including a big one at the University of Pennsylvania. And they can mobilize people to come out and demonstrate, disrupt. And the reason they do it is they, far left, hates the United States, thinks it's a racist country that targets blacks and other minorities for oppression. And they think that Israel is that way, too. That's why we're allies, USA and Israel. We're both oppressive nations. So we have to get out and say, I am Hamas. Well, skip the Hamas, just say, I am a Nazi, because the Nazi Party and Hamas are exactly the same. They want to kill Jews. That's it. So that's what is driving this, and that's new, that the far left gets onto a pattern of disruption by using Israel, Gaza, just as they did when they used George Floyd, Antifa, to burn down all these buildings and hurt individuals after Floyd's death.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela is the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Same thing. Now they just shifted it over to Israel, Gaza.
I really like that, Bill. I hope you talk about that or write about that. The difference between that and Vietnam, whatever the far left and the excesses in Chicago and all, that was grassroots by and large. The civil rights movement was grassroots by and large. These are not.
No. And I will. That's a good suggestion, Dom. I'll probably do my Sunday column on that. And because it's personal to me, I was in college at the time, and a bunch of guys in my Levittown, Long Island neighborhood were drafted, went to Vietnam. When they came back, it was horrendous. And, you know, we all knew them. They were from very young age, and one of them committed suicide. A bunch of them got on heroin. And it was horrible. They were totally different people when they came back. You could see it. And they would explain what happened to them over there. And it was outrageous. So you're absolutely right that this is a different situation. We live in a different time. Media has no clue, and that angers me. They can't give you analysis like I just gave you, or they won't do it. And the media generally sympathizes with the far left, which is the reason why they won't do it.
Absolutely. Bill, President Trump, you often talk with him. I don't know if it's a vice, shooting a breeze. We talk to other people. Gag order's got to be tough for him. I think it's unfair when it comes to Cohen, Stormy Daniels, and some others. You don't want him talking about some witnesses or, you know, things of the judge's daughter is a player here, but maybe that one's questionable. What's his mindset with the gag order?
You know, I don't really know, but I can tell you that if he calls me up tonight, I'll give him this advice. You don't have to say a word. Just stand there and have a spokesperson next to you. And let the spokesperson say, have him read a sheet that you wrote for him. You don't have to say a word. Why put yourself in jeopardy and, you know, to be fined again? Just have somebody sitting there reading what you want read. everybody knows this is a ridiculous show trial that is politically driven. There isn't any fair-minded person in this country who can think this is legitimate. It's not. And Trump, you know, portrays himself as a victim. He feels comfortable there. And he is, in this case, a victim, even if you hate him. This is just a bogus thing to damage his chances of being reelected. And everybody knows it. But there are tactics that you can use. And I think by putting himself always in the eye of the storm, sorry for the cliche, he hurts himself, that he can do it in other ways and get his point across.
Absolutely. Bill, congratulations on the book. We're really looking forward to this. Particularly, I like that, did they help the country or hurt the country? That's the ultimate designation, out on September 10th, confronting the president's no-spin assessments from Washington to Biden. And, Bill, good luck on that. Go ahead.
I appreciate that, Dom. One more thing. I'm sending you a present. I'm sending you a not woke mug.
Okay.
They are the fastest selling item we've ever had on BillO'Reilly.com.
Wow.
They're made in America. They'll last a lifetime. Simple message, not woke. Giordano gets one. We want everybody in Philly to go to BillO'Reilly.com and order them.
I can hardly wait to be drinking my tea from that
station
every day. Walk around the station, not woke. Thank you, Bill. Thanks for the gift,
too. Okay, Don. Thanks for having me.
You're welcome.
Bye.
Bill O'Reilly. I don't know if I took him back in the beginning, Dan, but he said, what if it's terrible? No, he usually sends it a couple of months in advance. He asks for your opinion on it, but, you know, it's a little tough then. I think it's already in the galleys. Next time we get him on, we'll ask about other presidents, how he assesses them. Did they help the country or hurt? And he's got Biden behind Buchanan. I mean, Biden's got a heavy lift. Buchanan allowed the Civil War, essentially, to move forward. I don't know how Biden can beat that. Does that satisfy you, you know, if you can't stand this?
Yeah.
I guess it does. I just think Buchanan, the way I read him, was just kind of lazy and out of it, not so much a driving force taking us. Not only that, let's see what he puts in the Sunday column. Vietnam, grassroots, this stuff, not.
And it also had like 150 years to digest the implications of Buchanan presidency.
Yeah, exactly. You know, so. Biden, well, and he's still ongoing. Yeah. All right.
Hey, comment for youtube.com/@1210WPHD, always streaming live there. You can call out that interview live. Secret Scroll writes, and I love Dom's turtleneck sweater. Such a handsome guy.
Oh, well, thank you very much. It's Dr. Ben's photo shoot today, Dan, but it's casual elegance today. I don't think a jacket and tie. I have the jacket I wear with this, the jeans and sneak, but you won't see that much.
Yeah.
That'll be available hopefully tomorrow.
So how do you keep the black turtleneck so clean and black, though? Like, now they have a dog? Like, you have a cat.
Yeah,
but how do you not have cat hair anywhere on that shirt?
Like, Freddie doesn't shed. He's got that perfect fur.
You don't have a cat. Every cat sheds.
He really doesn't shed too much.
No, come on.
No.
Really?
He throws up a lot all over the place, but he doesn't shed.
Dom, you're a classy guy.
That's right, and so's the cat. Put that in there. All right, 855-839-1210. Thanks to Bill O'Reilly, though, and all these books. I often tell them, and it's the truth, there are things I thought I know a lot about, and then I find something and I go, wow, I didn't know that angle. He's got an ear, he's got a gut for it, and he's got a great researcher that works with him. All right, so here's how you do it, 855-839-1210. Hit us with something on Twitter, Dan. Marcus Aurelius is going this.
Oh, he's great.
He's got to be cranked out today. I mean, the number of things that he thinks people don't like, they're just pretending, is remarkable.
You know, I threw that 2001 Space Odyssey out there thinking I'd get trashed on Twitter, and people are actually supportive of it. I guess it is nobody does actually like it. But Head of Lettuce also, along with Marcus Aurelius, with office parties.
Yeah, I don't.
Well, you got to act like you like the office party for the boss, right? But nobody actually wants to go.
Yeah, exactly right.
Same with happy hours, after work happy hours. It's like, let me just go home to, the dog and the kids.
There you go.
Well,
Maisie's just coming home to you. It was either you or an office party. All right, you wanted
Maisie has like a happy hour once a week, and I'm like, come on, I want to eat dinner with you, babe.
What's going on here? Captain,
well, I hope it's a happy.
That's because they have that driverless car over there at the Navy Yard.
Oh, is that?
I wonder how that's going.
She's just taking laps through the city on the driverless.
Is the driverless car off the Navy? I don't care what they do in the Navy Yard. That's up to those people.
Navy Yard.
If it comes down Broad Street now, that's a problem. It's a driverless car. Hey, Ro, I don't think there's a driver in that
car.
Said
it began operations February 27th.
Oh, yeah. Okay. No accidents to report yet.
Runs Monday through Friday, 10 a.m. to 2 p.m.
Limited. The robot can't work extra hours, huh?
All right, here's your stops. Rouse Boulevard and Intrepid Avenue, the courtyard right by Marriott. Broad Street and Crescent Avenue. 15th Street and Kitty Hawk Avenue and 15th and Flagship Avenue.
Oh, yeah, but I mean, it's not off the campus yet.
No.
So to speak. Yeah. Okay. It's a big place down there, too. All right, coming up, Kevin Boyle. What's the real story? What happened with this guy? Is it Democrat shenanigans trying to stop him from winning the primary today? You know, the brother of Brendan Boyle, the fugitive for justice voting in Harrisburg. Did Krasner just go yesterday? Never mind. I'll tell you what I'm told. Coming up here on Talk Radio 1210. Oh, don't you just love jazz?
I do.
Oh, my God.
Oh, come on.
Oh, that's tremendous.
You're really agreeing with that tweeter now? On Twitter, yeah. Came in during the break that Marcus Aurelius says jazz is something that people only pretend to like. Come on.
I would agree.
Really?
Yeah, most people.
Maybe
sure
I, in our evenings, we turn on jazz and we eat dinner to jazz music playing on the Alexa.
Oh, my God, Alexa.
Makes us feel like we're in an Olive Garden or a Panera Bread. Yeah. That's great. Doesn't it feel like you're in a Panera Bread right now?
No, they don't play that guy. We were at Vigiano's, and they play, like, Elvis, Sinatra.
That's good dinner music, too, but it's not jazz. Come
Stand on. By Your Man. I love that.
Yeah, it sounds nice.
Stand By Me. We had to look it up, exactly that version. Okay.
Real quick, Hasn't Been Sober. 2001 was a great movie. Some say they don't like it. I don't really like it because it's over their head. Or they don't want to look dumb. Same for Shakespeare and opera.
Well, opera, I would agree. Yeah. Shakespeare, no, though. I mean, guys, just, you know, want to put a little bit of effort in. All right. California, DJ just reminded me of this, and I know it's right up your alley, Dan. They have the votes, they look like, to ban the various cheese products that give you individual slices that are separate by some kind of plastic. I think Kraft is the only one that does it that I know of.
Oh, what? You can't? What?
Yes.
No.
Now, I don't know why they put it in individual slices. Does that ensure more freshness? Is there a certain thing about it?
So it doesn't stick together and become
stick
one big
together,
glob, I
that,
think.
That may be it, too. But apparently, they say, the environment suffers because of all that. And two, tip of the hat to Bob Casey, they think they could be cooking the books. They could be making that plastic a little bit heavier. So that you think you're getting more.
So you're saying that the little pieces of paper in between each piece of cheese,
yes,
is piling up into a landfill, and
yes,
that's the new target?
That's it. That's a new target in California.
These fake cheeses are so good for grilled cheeses. It's, real cheese just doesn't compare to processed Kraft singles.
Yes. That's the only one I can think of, Kraft singles. I don't know if other people do it or not, but that's the latest out of California. All right, coming up, we're going to talk with Chris Tremaglia.
Can't have anything good out there, can you?
From the Washington Examiner, Philly guy. He has a couple of new facts about the situation over in the North Penn School District. And then a little bit later in the show, at 2 o'clock, we're going to speak with the chief, the leader of the protest today. Don't know how many parents showed up. And I think they're meeting with the superintendent of schools. And rather than covering stuff up or being overly sensitive, because the student's probably transgendered, that should impel them to be more direct, following the law. Otherwise, people are going to say, you're letting someone allegedly commit attempted murder because they're transgendered. That's what people are going to think out of this. So just clarify, if you're asked, is it a male or female student, that's a loaded question now. All right, we'll talk with him. We have Dan Time with Dom. Your phone calls, too. Get in. Something today, Shakespeare's death anniversary. Something people only pretend to like. They don't really. They just want to feel good. They want to go along with the crowd. 855-839-1210.
Dom Giordano, weekdays noon till 3. From Talk Radio 1210, WPHD.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today. It's better over here.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.